14. Habit of reading.
I read a lot of history, a little philosophy, and a good deal of science. My curiosity was too great to allow me to give much time to reflect on what I read. I could hardly wait to finish one book, so eager was I to begin another. This was always an adventure, and I would start upon a famous work as excitedly as a reasonable young man would go in to bat for his side, or a nice girl goes to a dance. Now and then, journalists in search of copy ask me what the most thrilling moment of my life is. If I were not ashamed to say, I might answer that it is the moment when I began to read Goethe's Faust. I have never quite lost this feeling, and even now, the first pages of a book sometimes send the blood racing through my veins. To me, reading is a rest as to other people, conversation, or a game of cards. It is more than that. It is a necessity, and if I am deprived of it for a little while, I find myself as irritable as the addict deprived of his drug. I would sooner read a timetable or a catalogue than nothing at all.